Hi, I'm Shivani Sivagurunathan, and today I'm going to be reading a few poems from my upcoming collection of poetry, Being Born, which will be published by Maya Press at the end of 2022. So, just a little bit of context for these poems. During the pandemic, during lockdown, I decided that a good way for me to keep my spirits up and to feel the sense of connection that I was that seemed to be slipping away from me, connection to myself, connection to the natural world, to keep that up, to keep that connection going, I wanted to write poems. And so that's what I did during the first or the second MCO. I spent it with the second lockdown with my parents in Port Dickson. And so what I did was I sat outside, like on the front porch of our home, and just waited for poems to come. So I wanted to write poems about the natural world in some way, and to get inspired by it and to see what would come if I just sat there and observed the world around me. And then I wrote basically a poem a day. And so the poems that I'm going to read today come from that month. So I did this for a month, come from that month of writing poems in response to the natural world. So the first one that I'm going to read is called Offering. And it's about this bit of land just opposite our house. And it's an empty, it's a piece of empty land, empty in the sense that there are no buildings there, but it's full of life. And is this large, busy, fertile bush that basically caught my attention. I was very intrigued by it. And this poem came out of simply watching that bush and feeling pulled towards it, and to offer something to it. So this first poem is called Offering. Performance. Where will my fear sit today? Right here in this field of green and brown and golden. Right here in the fluttering wings of my crow family. Right here in the sound of the jungle's peace. Right here on the bleached bark of my birch brother. And on the smooth yellow bodies of sunbird aunties. Right up there on the blue jeweled sky. My fear plays on these like a dancing doll, like strobe light, a performance met with the elements. The next poem's called Anatomies, and it was inspired by the patterns that I observed in plants and in little creatures like insects. Anatomies. I'm alive to the anatomy of a starfish weed tilting in the grass. I can't say exactly how being alive works, how suddenly all of one's cells collect to find a friend in the anatomies of things never thought about. Until 5 minutes or one ripened in the sun suggests a gravity southward. Light begins to shake out lethargy and instigate the anatomy of a thing, a form packed with waves and lines, bending as if nothing extraordinary at all is happening. A golden weed, perfectly molded on the land, remembering an old dream of the sea, and kindly remembering for us too our own history of water. The next poem is called A Whole Life, and it's basically about me discovering a tiny grasshopper that was sitting somewhere close to my feet. It was such a simple yet profound moment. A whole life. Somehow I seem to think life is elsewhere. A diameter across from where I am, sometimes even in another country, in time not yet rolled out, in someone else's mind. My mother, the sun, bites me on the knee, scalds my foot with her worry. The blues of shadows and sky shock me out of illusion. The platinum light is electric, sets my spine back into place, way down beneath a browning wood, perched on a stone. A pair of eyes, one third of a baby's thumb, looks back at me. A resting, demanding lovelock, eye gazing, the intrigue of the first meeting. The moment we fell in love, amid the stones, alive, full presence, loved and in love with our mother, the sun. Here it is, a whole life in the blink of a grasshopper. Shuffling up to your entrance, trough of water in my hand, full to the brim with my gesture, like a child going to meet a new pet or a clown, my pulse quickening bang on for the walk up to the herbage hut, full of birds and darkness, leaf, stone, mud, mysteries, my offering, a bowl of water, for miners, ladybugs, and the rest. Feels so little, so profound, like a devotee bringing a piece of cake to the feet of a deity, feeling the entire cosmos of love and awe welling up in her chest as the gift lands in place. And the final poem that I'm going to read is again inspired by the natural world, in a moment when it suddenly became clear to me how wonderful it actually feels to surrender to the moment and to the beauty of the natural world, just to surrender to it. And a great experience of expansiveness, and then I experienced a great moment of expansiveness in that moment of surrender to the natural world. So this one's called Given. I am given this morning to the pebbles arranged to host the globe amaranths. This is how I'll be on this planet, given to crows and friends, bricks, snails, and new life. Given because my heart had quietly prayed for you to come. Through love it happened. The exposure, the longing, the willingness to come out of hiding. The anthem of my release flew you here. Stark, brazen beauty alone. You came. You came. I am given this morning to my own stardust, to the elements, to the home at my feet. Thank you.
Thank you.